Have you shone bright as a diamond? You know, I know it's Monday, but I'm doing these a day late, or maybe a week late, or a year. I don't know. I'm just lazy these days. It's a 3-day weekend. I suck. Deal with it. The weekly challenge, one a day until the day I die.com. The challenge this week was a pick two dictionary game orchestra appreciated charge. Thank you to all the emails that people sent asking, where is it? Where is it? Well, here it is. And here are your stories. You've been waiting long enough. Here you go.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Dictionary Games. When I was growing up, YA was a gentler read. Tom Swift, Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys. Now, reflective of the times we live, dystopian Deathmatch 2000 is in vogue. Lots of dead youth. So, not to miss out on trends in emerging American fiction, I've chosen a tale I'm calling The Dictionary Games. A dozen seniors locked in a library. Their only weapon, a 1909 Webster's Dictionary. The shelves are laden with deadly traps. The librarian is packing a Smith & Wesson. The sole survivor gets a free ride to Harvard and a seat on the Supreme Court. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1010. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. They sat down on a musty, threadbare couch. The filthy walls were bare, except for a single curling photo of a girl and her older brother. "That picture is you and your brother," Mandy pointed. "Why is he smiling and you look unhappy?" Bobby blushed. "That was years ago. Patrick was playing his game with me and was proud of himself." "What game?" Mandy asked. Bobby blushed and shook her head. "He knows I'm in charge now and he can't mess with me anymore. That's why he likes the Black Knights. They're all about persecuting and dominating other people of power." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I really should charge for my services. But then again, didn't someone once say if you truly love your job, you'll never work a day of your life? And it seems somehow wrong to charge for something I'm happy to do, for free. My clients are happy too. They tell me I give a 5-star service. It's nice to be appreciated. But nothing in life is ever really free. There's always a price to be paid on the day of reckoning. You make a deal with this devil, and someday you are going to pay with your soul.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. My story this week is called Holiday. We'd forgotten what rain was like. Then we went on holiday and endured an endless drum on the caravan roof. A storm had knocked the electrics off. My phone was dead. Everything felt too far away to leave our dry little sanctuary. The windows steamed up and I wanted to sleep, but the table we sat at was also my bed. It felt like desperate times. We'd found a dictionary and tried to make up a word game. The power returning felt like a miracle. Then the sun returned too, just as we loaded the car to go home. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Richard here, and here's my story. It's called Scrabble. How about a game of Scrabble? Suggested Harry. Everybody groaned inwardly. Harry always wanted to play Scrabble, and Harry always won. This time would be no different. Juxplunk, Harry proclaimed triumphantly, and on two triple word scores too. He quickly totted up the score. I make that 168 points. That's not a real word, Harry. He sighed and thumbed through the dictionary. Juxplunk, the sound of a pebble falling down a well. He snapped the dictionary shut and stuffed it down the side of his chair. We knew he was lying, but it was his dictionary. There you go. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Twist my words, he said. Play the game. Come on, do it. She replied. She had the orchestra waiting. He laughed and said, you can't do it. You're not strong enough. She remained silent. He continued to laugh and twist her words. She felt like saying, come on, do it. But she didn't want to miss the right moment. He turned away to face the closed window. No one heard anything. No one saw anything. So yes, she thought, she was strong enough to play the game. She dumped the weapon in the lake and the silencer in someone's trash. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I had a handheld electronic football game growing up. Well, my brother and I were forced to share it. We were forced to share a lot. Our brother would take his turn and run down the battery. Then he handed it to me. I wanted to replace the battery, but my parents were cheap. So I left the game on the counter. My brother would wait until night and swap the battery with one in a smoke detector, and it would give its low battery beep. My dad would get out a stepladder and replace the battery. A lot.
And there you have it, the Day Late Dollar Short Weekly Challenge. It's a pick two dictionary game orchestra. Appreciated and charge. Yes, I'm rushing this. Yes, it's almost noon. It's Labor Day. Deal with it. I'm actually supposed to clip the wires to fix. And there's a automation thing that's broken on my setup, so I need to fix that too. Anyway, thank you for listening. The next topic is ending. Maybe the podcast is ending if I'm being lazy. I don't know. We'll find out next week. Thank you for listening, and as always, I know, there's a fan going in the background. I don't care. Keep it brief.